Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the 360 Podcast. Veterans groups call for the VA department's leader to resign over allegations that vets have been dying while they wait for months just to see a doctor at VA hospitals. Also, a terrorist leader's horrific plans for hundreds of kidnapped girls in Nigeria. Let's get started. Two major veterans groups calling for the head of Veterans Affairs Department to resign over allegations that VA hospitals are making our vets wait months to get care, are keeping secret waiting lists, and that vets are dying while they wait for care. Those details revealed for the first in a series of reports on this program. Late this afternoon, the National Commander of the American Legion called for the resignation of Eric Shinseki, the Secretary of the Department of Veterans Affairs. It is a rare move. In fact, it's been more than 30 years since the American Legion has called for the resignation of any public official. And another group, Concerned Veterans for America, says it fully supports the American Legion's demand for accountability. The accountability in question is over allegations that at a VA hospital in Phoenix, up to 40 veterans died waiting to see a doctor, according to several sources. Adding insult to injury, or in some cases actually adding insult to death, the hospital also allegedly kept a secret list of wait times, a list that they tried to keep hidden from the public and VA headquarters in Washington. Now, our reporting on this story has garnered quite a lot of attention from President Obama, who ordered an investigation and said the White House takes the allegations very seriously, from Congress, where three members of Arizona's delegation want the VA director in Phoenix fired, and now from veterans groups who want action. Senior investigative correspondent Drew Griffin has been keeping them honest from the beginning of this investigation. Today he's in Washington, where he has been trying yet again to get any kind of comment from Shinseki. There are other new developments tonight as well. Word that the issue of these alleged secret waiting lists might be even bigger than we thought. Drew joins me now live outside VA headquarters. So, Drew, what is the latest on this?
Anderson, a huge backlog of veterans waiting for care have simply been cleared from the books, as you will, in just the last year. And the question really today is how? It begs the question of whether or not these records for patient care were simply purged from the system. The VA has reported that 1.5 million orders for patient care or services from vets, they call them consults, have disappeared in the last year, cleared as they would. Today, we asked the government watchdog at the government's own accountability office if anything the VA is telling us can be proven or can be proven to be true, and the answer is no.
Which is, you know, a little disconcerting that 1.5 million records were closed. We can't determine whether they did a clinical review, and appropriately closed out the consult.
If you don't know how these wait times and consults were cleaned up, does anybody at VA headquarters know?
Well, you'd have to, you know, they did not require these local facilities to keep records of how they closed out the consult. So it would be really, as I mentioned, that you'd have to really go back to each individual patient record to see how the consult was, why
it
was
closed. VA itself, I would assume, does not know.
No.
Amazing. They didn't require any local facility to keep records on how they got rid of this backlog locally. How can anyone, including the VA, confidently then say that these veterans are getting their doctor's appointments or the medical care they need?
You know, they can't. The only thing we know is the patients who have died are no longer on the list. That's the best they can tell us. And Deborah Draper says the data collection, the record keeping, and most specifically, she said, the oversight here at the Veterans Affairs Committee office is so bad that nobody knows what happens to those patient records, whether or not they were cleared for good reasons, bad reasons, or simply just purged from the books. So right now, they have no clue.